What we believe. We believe the church will fill the earth. There were only 6 members of the church when it was organized in 1830 in a small town in New York, USA. Since then, the church has grown to over 15.5 million members, with wards and branches in over 150 countries. This growth is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy that the church would roll forth to fill the whole earth. See Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 45. The church, the kingdom of God on earth, is described as a stone cut out of the mountain without hands, Daniel chapter 2, verse 45, revealing that it is a divine, not a man-made work. Even as the church's influence fills the earth, its members will still be relatively few. Nephi foresaw this and wrote of our day, "I beheld the church of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few, because of the surrounding wickedness." 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 12. As the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ draws near, the world will become more and more wicked, and it will become less and less popular to be a Latter-day Saint. But Nephi also foresaw that the church of the Lamb, who were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth. Wards and branches can be found all over the world. General Conference is interpreted in over 90 languages, and almost 75,000 full-time missionaries are sharing the gospel in 418 missions. The gospel is also being spread worldwide through social media and websites such as Mormon.org and LDS.org. These efforts are significant and extensive, but often proceed quietly. This work of the Lord is indeed great and marvelous, but it moves forward essentially unnoticed by many of mankind's political, cultural, and academic leaders. It progresses one heart and one family at a time, silently and unobtrusively, its sacred message blessing people everywhere. The stone prophesied of so long ago truly is rolling forth, and as we do our part, the gospel will continue to spread and fill the whole earth. See Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 45. To learn more about the church's future, read Doctrine and Covenants, section 65. Also, Gordon B. Hinckley, Stone Cut Out of the Mountain, from the October 2007 General Conference. L. Whitney Clayton's The Time Shall Come, October 2011 General Conference. Sidebar: The Future of the Church. It is only a little handful of priesthood you see here tonight, but this church will fill North and South America. It will fill the world. From Prophet Joseph Smith, in a priesthood meeting in 1834, in Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, 2007, page 137. End of the article, What We Believe. We Believe the Church Will Fill the Earth. Read by Wes Nelson.